This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russia launched an all-out invasion of Ukraine by land, sea, and air early Thursday, and the world is still coming to grips with what has transpired. A senior U.S. defense official said Thursday the invasion intends to decapitate the country's government and install new leadership allied to Moscow. The current leader, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, says in remarks provided by his office that his nation did not choose war and is offering to go back on the path to peace.
Ми наголошуємо, що не Україна обрала шлях війни, але Україна пропонує повернути.
While Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says talks continue with the U.S. and its allies.
I hope that the chance for return to the international law, international obligations is still there.
His remarks were provided by the Russian Foreign Ministry of a meeting with Pakistan's top diplomat. And then U.S. President Joe Biden spoke to the American people a short time ago, saying Vladimir Putin will be punished for waging unprovoked war on Ukraine.
Putin chose this war, and now he and his country will bear the consequences. Today, I'm authorizing additional strong sanctions and new limitations on what can be exported to Russia.
The outskirts of Ukraine's port city of Mariupol came under heavy fire, and hundreds of explosions have been observed there, a diplomatic source told Reuters Thursday, as Ukrainian forces battled Russian invaders on three sides. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned other countries that any attempt to interfere would lead to consequences, quote, you have never seen, end quote. This is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg condemned the Russian military action in Ukraine, calling it a brutal act of war.
Peace on our continent has been shattered. We now have war in Europe on a scale and of a type we thought belonged to history.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the invasion is unacceptable.
Once again, in the center of Europe, innocent women, men and children are dying of fear for their lives. We condemn this barbaric attack and the cynical arguments to justify it.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Britain will cut off Russian banks from sterling markets and clearing payments, and that the United States is taking similar action on the dollar. Moscow vowed Thursday to respond in kind to unfriendly European Union sanctions imposed over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The foreign ministry said in a statement, quote, in accordance with the principle of reciprocity, which is fundamental to international law, we will take tough retaliatory measures, end quote. The Chinese foreign ministry Thursday criticized the U.S. for providing military equipment to Ukraine as Russia launched military attacks on the country. And from the world of sports, the invasion was condemned by the International Olympic Committee, who said the Russian government had breached the Olympic truce currently in effect until after next month's Winter Paralympic Games. In other news of the day, Hong Kong rolled out vaccine passports Thursday, requiring people 12 and older to have at least one COVID-19 shot, and paved the way for mainland China manpower to help bring a worsening outbreak under control. Residents will have to show their vaccine record to access venues, including supermarkets, shopping malls, and restaurants. That amounts to a major inconvenience in a city where shopping malls link train stations to residences and office buildings. The United Nations said Thursday at least 8 members of polio vaccination teams were killed during the course of their life-saving work in Afghanistan. The UN Secretary General's Deputy Special Representative for the South Asian nation strongly condemned the violence while disclosing details of the incidents in the Afghan provinces of Takhar and Kunduz. He said the UN is, quote, appalled by the brutality of these killings, end quote. The envoy said the violence prompted Afghanistan's Taliban authorities to suspend house-to-house polio vaccination campaigns in Takhar and Kunduz. For more on all these stories, visit us at voanews.com via remote.